Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Last year's Bills defense showed major regression, but was completely bailed out by turnovers. Last year, they allowed 36% of drives to reach the red zone. That was 30th in the NFL. They ranked 24th in yards per drive allowed. And here's a crazy one. Last year, they ranked 31st in highest rate of punts forced per drive. What saved them was that they ranked first with 18% of opponent drives ending in a turnover. How rare is it for a defense to rank 30th in rate of drives allowed to reach the red zone, but first in rate of drives to end with a takeaway? The 2024 Bills were the first defense since 2000 to be so bad as to allow 35% of opponent drives to reach the red zone, while also generating turnovers on at least 16% of opponent drives. Look.
Warren Sharp, a little bit of spice there. I don't think he's saying anything that, like, most Bills fans, though, wouldn't agree with. The defense was the weak part of the team last year. The offense, for as much of the headlines as it got in the offseason, did average 30 points per game. And while, yes, they had the ball at the end of the game, at the end of the AFC Championship to try to win it, the defense also was the first team to allow Kansas City to score 30 points all season. Kansas City's offense was not good last year, and yet against the Bills, they had no real problem. And that's where, for me, I'd pushed it much of the offseason. Look, I love wide receivers. It'd be cool for them to add a guy like Jalen Royals in the third, fourth round. It never ended up materializing. It goes to Kansas City. But they needed defense. That's what they needed to work on, specifically the defensive line and get cornerback too. And they did that in bulk as well when you add in free agency. And so now we're going to see what happens. But that has been the storyline for the Bills for much of their postseason history with Sean McDermott. They're a very good defensive unit that gets a lot of takeaways in the regular season, but come the playoffs, they are a different beast entirely. You heard some of the numbers there that Warren Sharp is giving, but maybe the easiest one to say is just flat out, Kansas City versus the Bills defense, they average 35 points per game. Kansas City versus everyone else, they averaged 25 points per game. That is a 10-point swing. Most of the time, the points the Bills put up against Kansas City, against anyone else, should cause you to win the game. At times, going away. But the defense has not been able to come up with the stops, even come up with big plays against Kansas City in the playoffs. Now, that is not true in the regular season. They have oftentimes had big defensive stands, whether it be an interception from, I think Taron Johnson had the interception to seal the game a few years ago. I've mentioned Von Miller in the regular season. He came up with big plays. They've had Terrell Bernard do the same thing. In the regular season, they've had very few issues there. That's why the rivalry is so split. Is in who the winner is, and depending on the year, the Bills seem to play it perfectly in the regular season, while the Chiefs tend to play it perfectly in the postseason. But I do think this offseason has allowed the Bills to maybe right the ship on defense. 803-0550, the number to call. Kind of the topic of today, which of the Bills' rookies do you think needs to play the biggest role in the Bills potentially going to the Super Bowl this year, at least having a successful season? But I think that those ultimately mean the same thing for this Bills team. I mentioned it. I think it is the defensive line for those reasons right there. How bad they were at forcing punts, at getting teams off the field on third down. And let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. JJ tweets in, sort of the same vein that Sal Amir at. He says, Deion Walker. Walker's the curious one. Sanders is the guy they trade up for. He's got more of the pass rush acclimate to his game. He kind of was like that last defensive tackle of the draft class that had both the run defensive abilities plus the ability to rush the passer. Walker is much more of that typical big body run stuffer. I'm here to cause problems on the offensive line. I'm here to open up gaps for the defensive line to rush the passer, a la Ed Oliver. Walker is sort of that guy I know a lot of Bills fans were looking at as potentially just being that dude. Get him in the second, third round and let Ed Oliver feast. Let Greg Rousseau go to work. If he is that, he absolutely could play the biggest role. It won't be on the stat sheet. He'll be somebody that, like, hey, his run defense grade is really good, but you kind of can't point to any stat. I don't imagine he's going to be somebody, maybe ever in his career, that gets you more than four sacks. Could be completely wrong on that, but he doesn't seem like that kind of player. But he is a hellraiser. And when you hear guys like Ed Oliver describe him as a dancing bear and stuff like that, yeah, he is very fleet of foot for someone his size. He is a massive human being. And the Bills have started to go to, in the last few drafts, high-end athletes. I would absolutely put Deion Walker in that group. Bennett tweets in, one of the Bills' new defensive line, or preferably two they drafted, would have to show a near all-pro level. I mentioned in the first segment, it's tough for me to want to say that because that is putting such high expectations on guys who have never played a down in the NFL. They could come in day one and be that good. I don't want to say it's not going to happen. But that is very difficult for me to say they have to do that. Because I feel like you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Bennett goes on to further say the one thing outside of coaching that has let them down in the playoffs is defense, never making the play they need. I think that is absolutely correct. I've mentioned it a few times, especially over the last few weeks. Namely on the defensive line, if they could just get Mahomes on the ground twice in a game in the playoffs, they're likely winning those contests. I don't want to say definitively, but likely winning one of those games. But they've had a very tough time, and it's namely the Chiefs, but also you can go back to that Cincinnati game from a few years ago when they kind of just walked all over the Bills in Buffalo. It was also partially on the defense. Now, the offense couldn't really get going either. The Bills had a real struggle with that Bengals defense at the time. But again, that was one of those games the Bills' defense struggled. They've also struggled against guys like, you know, third stringers for Miami. They have not been good in the playoffs. Some of that is, of course, due to health. I don't want to completely ignore that. You know, A.J. Klein having to cover Travis Kelce is not entirely fair.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But it is still part of their history because it's not just the injuries. It is overall, they are not the same defense in the playoffs. Josh Allen seems to be the exact same quarterback in the regular season to the playoffs. If anything, he seems to elevate his game in the playoffs. But you can argue, for the most part, he's kind of been the only one. And at times, it has absolutely willed them to wins. But look at the Baltimore game. The Baltimore game, they kind of only win because Baltimore did exactly what Baltimore's done the last few years in the playoffs. They turn the ball over. They go from a team that sort of never does it to a team that does. And they were costly turnovers, even during their wannabe comeback. That ultimately kind of was. The Mark Andrews fumble stalls a drive that ultimately, that catch is a first down. They are moving the ball. And then they make more mistakes. And again, it's mainly Mark Andrews, but Lamar Jackson had a pick that wasn't great. They had a difficult time. And funny enough, you look at the Bills and the Ravens, that's sort of both of their MOs. They entirely change in the playoffs. They are two of the best regular season teams we have seen in a long time. And yet come the playoffs, they are just simply not the same. Where the Chiefs elevate. Kelce, kind of a non-factor all year, man. Is he getting old? Is he going to retire? Blah, blah, blah. And the playoffs show up and he's like, I still got something left. I still got a little bit left. Even a few years ago, the Spags defenses, statistically in the regular season, were good, but not great. Not anything that you thought was going to be earth-shattering. They get to the playoffs, and Spagnuolo starts to make it seem like he's going to be a Hall of Famer as a coordinator. Now they've also added the talent, and it's gotten even better for them. Where the Ravens have a plan, it's working, everyone's on the same page. Jackson looks like a top three player in the league, let alone quarterback, and then the playoffs happen. And they're an entirely different team. They seem almost wound up too tight. They're making silly mistakes. Mental errors are everywhere. It's not good. The Bills, oh, their defense is great. They get a bunch of turnovers. They can just blow teams out, and it can happen early, and it happens often. And then the playoffs come around, and the defense has picked up some knocks. They can't rush the passer. They just don't look the same. Even look at last year's stats. Philadelphia didn't get a lot of quarterback pressures. They're near the bottom of the league, even with guys like Jalen Carter, who looks like an all-pro defensive tackle for the next 6 years. But come the playoffs, they turned it on. The Bills, we've mentioned it, Greg Rousseau was having a career year. Every one of his stats, outside of sacks, which he just tied his career best at 8, was on the up. He was having an upward trajectory swing. But then in the AFC Championship game, he arguably has his worst game as a pro. He is an awful edge setter when normally that's one of his best attributes. Is that coaching? Is that talent level? Is it a mix of both? It's probably both. But now I look at them as having added enough to the defense to maybe rectify one of those issues. Coaching, I'd like to think, will get better and better, and talent should be rising as well. But adding the likes of Sanders and Walker and Hoyt and Ogunjobi and Joey Bosa should maybe put you in a good spot that even if the coaching is still a little bit too tight, you'll be okay. Bad coaches, I'd argue, have made the Super Bowl and even won it. Doug Peterson looks like a disaster now, and yet he won with a backup quarterback against New England. Zach Taylor, I think, isn't a good coach at all and is genuinely saved by Joe Burrow more often than not. Look how bad they start the seasons. He made a Super Bowl and almost won one. And I certainly don't think Sean McDermott is a bad coach. I think he has his issues. like most coaches. I don't think any coach is perfect. Andy Reid right now, I think, just has the perfect staff around him and the perfect quarterback to play his system. I think that's what's helped him the most, because Andy Reid had his own warts, don't get me wrong. He absolutely had his issues. But you can win a Super Bowl having issues. No team that has won the Super Bowl has been perfect. Not one. Because even the perfect Miami Dolphin teams, we don't know if they'd still be perfect if they played the current schedule. They just beat everybody. It doesn't mean they were the perfect team. Everyone's got issues. It's just, can your positives outweigh your negatives? And I think the Bills have set themselves up now this year to do that. Even looking at the offense. I mentioned it there with Sal in the first segment. Maybe they didn't pass as much as they would maybe prefer to, because the talent level just wasn't up to snuff. They have to make the trade for Amari Cooper. They're perhaps too over-reliant on Khalil Shakir being part of the offense. Now with Josh Palmer, hopefully a healthy Dalton Kincaid, they've added guys like Elijah Moore, Keon Coleman takes the next step. Maybe they're in a better spot to pass the ball more consistently, more deliberately, with maybe a little bit more pop. I do like where they're at, but they are going to need to get contributions, I think, from the rookie class. The last two Super Bowl champions, Kansas City and Philadelphia, have both gotten big contributions from rookies. He's not a rookie anymore, but Trent McDuffie, in his first 2 years, played a massive part in Kansas City's revitalized defense and them kind of winning two Super Bowls in a row off their defense. And then last year, you go to Philadelphia, also, funny enough, in the secondary, Quinion Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. We all talk about the defensive line, but it was also the fact that Mahomes couldn't find anybody open because nobody was. Those two were huge. And DeJean even coming in mid-part of the season, them changing up his role on Philadelphia, sort of helped Philly's defense take that next step. I think rookies absolutely can play a massive role on Super Bowl champions. They don't always have to. San Francisco, the last few times they've made the Super Bowl, haven't relied heavily on rookies at all. They actually haven't been drafting particularly well in the last few years. It's been mainly a veteran-led roster. But there are other Super Bowl champions that have been very much not led by rookies, but they've played key roles. And the Bills have set themselves up this year to that to be the case for them. 803-0550, the number to call. You also want to tweet in as well your thoughts on which rookie you think has to play the biggest role for the Bills to take that next step this year, have a successful season, make a Super Bowl. 803-0550, again, the number to call. Zach Jones hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.